The debates surround three questions. When did people first settle in the Americas? What was their ultimate ancestry? And finally, what toolkit and lifeway did they bring with them? Were they big game hunters? Were they foragers for plants? Or what? These are the three great questions. The problem is that there's almost no data to substantiate any of the questions in any way. What I'm going to do now is look at the competing hypotheses. Two competing hypotheses, each with passionate advocates, address these questions and account for first settlement. A minority school of thought, and I stress minority, believes that the Americas was settled sometime during the last glaciation of the Ice Age, during that period when the Cro-Magnons flourished in Europe, perhaps even as early as 40,000 years ago. That's a very long time ago. Then there's the majority hypothesis, which argues that settlement took place at the very end of the Ice Age or shortly thereafter, perhaps as recently as 15,000 years ago, perhaps a little earlier. These two competing hypotheses really are incompatible. The evidence for very early settlement, as early as 40,000 years ago, is very weak indeed, and in fact, in my view, is probably non-existent. A number of archaeological sites, especially in South America, have been put forward as evidence for very early settlement. The best known of these is a site called Bocarao de Pedra Ferrado in northeastern Brazil, which is said to contain the evidence of 45,000-year-old human occupation, followed by other visits around 28,000 and more recently 10,000 years before present. The evidence consists of purported halves and flaked stone tools. But a team of experts on this whole first settlement issue visited the site some years ago and showed beyond any reasonable scientific debate, doubt, that the earliest occupations, these alleged halves and stone tools, were in fact of natural origin, caused by natural geological phenomena. And this is the problem with documenting first settlement. What is actual evidence that's acceptable? The answer is humanly made stone tools. The answer is fractured bone. Exactly, in a way, the same problems as you have as studying very early humans. The earliest documented evidence, if you look at evidence as absolutely undoubtedly human, of human settlement anywhere in the Americas, dates to no earlier than about 14,000 years ago, from the Monte Verde site in southern Chile, which I'll discuss a little later. Very early settlement, earlier than that, is hard to support for another reason. Not only is there really no convincing archaeological evidence in the Americas, so far, it could always change, but the earliest known human occupation of extreme northeast Asia, that's extreme northeast Siberia, a bitterly cold, very, very, very difficult country to live in, savagely cold and inhospitable at the height of the last glaciation. The earliest human occupation only dates to about 18,000 years ago, from the Lena Valley, a river valley. So maybe settlement wasn't earlier than then. Again, so little has been done in Siberia that we cannot be totally sure. But beyond northeast Asia stretched the open reaches of the Bering Land Bridge, a low, flat, but slightly undulating landmass that joined Siberia and Alaska at the time of low sea levels.